My name's Ollie Taylor and I'm here at Gloucestershire Archives with John Davis, who's very kindly brought in some photos of fielding machinery this morning, and we're going to talk about a selection of them. So John, this first photo here, what is this machine that we can see pictured?
This is a 120-ton DDI machine. DDI stands for deep drawing and ironing, where the item that's put in the press is in the shape of a circular disc. Normally it would be aluminium, and that would be put in, and a ram would come forward and push this into or through a series of dies, and eventually you would finish up with a closed end cylinder, mainly used if the item put in was aluminium, then it'd probably be for making aqualungs, used for making fire extinguishers, but the first process would have been producing a closed-end cylinder. And they were double-acting. So as the component was being removed at one end, you were loading up to extrude in the reverse stroke. So it wasn't like a forward and return that would normally have. The return stroke was also another, producing another component. So the rate that you could produce components was pretty high.
And these two tube-like structures on the right-hand side of the photograph here, are they the rams?
They'd have been the two cylinders at the one end, and there'd have been another two at the other end. So presses are almost it's like two presses in one, really, all on the same bed plate, so they could be transmitted to site, transported to site via low loader lorry or whatever, and so once again commissioning, testing, etc., would have been kept to a minimum. The guy operating the machine there is very nice gentleman, very skilled fitter called Tony Barton, and we didn't very often actually make components at Gloucester, but we did what we call dry testing, so the cylinders could be tested, the strokes could be tested, the accuracy of the machine could be tested, and so when we went to site, all being well, the thing would perform correctly.
And many people have spoken very highly about Tony Barton as being one of the most skilled fitters at fieldings. What do you remember of Tony himself?
Oh, he's still around somewhere now, I know. I haven't seen him for a long, long time. But he was a great guy. He had some good turns of phrase, especially if somebody went wrong. And I know he was obviously held in high esteem, because when Jim Fielding's son Andrew started his apprenticeship, when he went into the fitting shop, they put him to work with Tony Barton. So I think probably Tony taught him how to swear, if nothing else. But yes, he was they were all skilled guys, but Tony particularly was very, very good.
And looking at some of the details of the shop that this picture is taken in, do you think this is Fielding's, John?
Yes, this would have been our shop. I think this is probably Hydraulic One. I'm not absolutely sure, but I think that's probably where it would have been. It was slightly bigger than Hydraulic Two, and some of these machines were fairly long. And so, yes, I would suggest it was Hydraulic One.
And looking at the top right of this photo here, John, there seems to be something that which swings out there, and there are some chains dangling from it. What would that have been?
Yeah, they were sited along the stanchions of the shop, and they were a little jib cranes that swung out, and to enable you to erect things. They didn't have a large capacity, but each had his own little motor on, and then you. For up and down, and then you could, they were obviously very handy things. I'm not sure how many there were, but usually if you were sighting a machine in the shop, then you use those little jib cranes to help with the erection.
That's brilliant, John. And is there anything else you'd like to add about this photograph here, or indeed DDI machines or Tony Barton?
No, I don't think that bed plate there was also the oil tank. So it was, when I say a self-contained, almost a self-contained unit. I think behind there was all the electric controls, and I think the pumping equipment went there as well. So it was all a fairly neat arrangement.
That's brilliant. Thank you, John.